Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
I mean, I just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You can tell a lot about somebody by the way they say the word cool. Just in, not like I just did, because I was thinking about it. But if they're just like, cool, or coo, or cool. I can tell you so many different attributes about those people. Because I was just thinking of people in my head that say it that way. That say it, yeah, that's cool. Or, sure, that's cool.
Cool.
Also, this is cool. That's K-E-W-L, though. Yeah. Oh, crap. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. I have to say that within 93 seconds, or I don't win the new car.
Uh-huh.
Here shortly. At around 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, we'll be doing the live video stream for an all-new Facebook Fussing. And then we'll do headlines, and then right after that, we will be, and she's already sent an email where we'll be talking to the young lady who is going through a divorce. We talked to her mom and dad the other day, and she's got two kids and, quote, big-ass dog. You ever seen a dog with a real big butt? I haven't. I really haven't. No. And then dad's like, no, you're not going to move here. And she's like, mom's like, yeah, we're going to let our daughter and grandkids move back in. And so the daughter wants to tell her point of view of that today and set the record straight. I don't know which record's being set straight, but she's going to do that at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Okay. I'm kind of flippy-floppy about where to... one thing that I would like to discuss today, I think will go way too long, and it would interrupt Facebook. Right now, I think, you know, we've talked about Florida being like crazy state, but God, we got to talk about Texas. Texas has been doing a lot of crazy stuff, and I'm not talking about any particular part. I'm just talking about like some crazy news stuff, like...
Oh, no.
Not, you know, like this one right here. Authorities in a small Texas town have disclosed the who, what, where, and when in a illegal dumping case. Now, Fatboy would be like, ha ha, dumping. Well, he'd be right.
Oh, no, really?
Oh. An assistant fire chief's wife brought 50 pounds of human waste. Human waste to the police station. According to the arrest affidavit, and by the way, this happened in Electra County, or Electra City. That's a cool name. It's crazy it's in Texas. She was wearing, by the way, a hazmat suit. She was wearing a hazmat suit, shows up to the police station. This would be a fun little test.
Oh, yeah.
How would you bring 50 pounds? How would you transport 50 pounds of waste?
I thought you said 15.
50?
God.
50 pounds of human waste.
And it was hers.
Now I feel like Paige. I don't have that information.
Oh,
and I should have known you of all people would have asked that.
Well, what's she doing with 50 pounds of human waste? Like, why would anybody have 50 pounds of human waste?
Well,
I put it in a dump truck.
That's a small dump truck.
I mean,
it worked though.
Only guess the name.
You know, some dumper out there. That's what they call dump truck drivers for short. Dumpers. They've probably done that for fun, like on a last day. Like, oh, I'm going to work at the granite place,
rock quarry.
So anyway, she shows up, and the freaking picture is nuts. It's all white, but the face is like yellow in this hazmat suit.
Mm-hmm.
And she has 3 5-gallon buckets of human waste. The affidavit says that the woman told the officers the buckets were human blank. See, everybody uses that word, but yet.
Everybody does.
I should write back to this website. What does the S dot 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 mean? I'm new to your country. The land of freedom.
Yeah.
And she was dropping them off. Police contacted city administrators, the fire department, after recognizing Mindy Jeanette Stevens from her voice, according to the affidavit. It also states that they spoke to administrators. She refused to take the buckets away, saying it was not her problem. They were later removed. This is where you're like, oh, man, low guy, totem pole, new hire. A wastewater employee had to come remove the 50 pounds of waste.
That sucks.
One of which had overturned.
Oh no. He's got to clean it up.
She's 46. I don't know why that matters. What are you trying to say? Charged with illegal dumping over 5 pounds and under 500 pounds. So had she brought 501 pounds, this would be like a felony maybe. I think it still should be a felony. You doing that? She had done that 2 years ago. We would have sent her out of the country. She would have had her citizenship revoked.
Oh, yeah.
Even if she was a natural born.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know where it came from. Was it hers, or did they even?
You asked that. I don't know. I read the comments to see if anyone locally said, oh, man, I recognize that, but no.
She stole it from a porta potty? I mean.
You hope the one that turned over was solid enough to, you know, not make a mess when you clean it up. I don't know if you had a bucket of diarrhea or not.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
But what's interesting, though, is it falls under the same. This is according to one of the comments on the news story, so I'm prefacing that. That's the same. So that same thing would be applied to, like, nuclear waste. Like, it's waste in general. So she could have brought, like, a bunch of old computers dropped them off there. Or she could have brought plutonium.
Wouldn't you take your chances with the human waste? Because the other stuff's going to give you, like, you know, you look like Toxic Avenger. You might have two thumbs after you stick your hand in it. This, you'll just stink a little.
But what is the thing about, like, what if it was under 5 pounds? It's like, okay, here's a ticket.
What did they weigh it like pot? Like a controlled substance?
If part of it had turned over, I don't understand how they could throw that in. Also, 50 pounds. No explanation why she did it. And, of course, again, now her husband's thrown in the middle of it because, like I said, he's the assistant fire chief.
It's just weird why you would do it. I assume she got it from the same person. I don't know.
What are these people are speculating here about the wastewater costs in that town doubled? What does that mean? The wastewater, the cost of...
Like sewer, I imagine.
Yeah, your sewer bill.
How does inflation, only reason that, I guess, the parts of spinning it around in the circle?
Yeah, and paying the staff.
Yeah, you know it hits power companies,
whatever
too.
Cost they got.
Yeah.
And the fact that, utilities gouge more and more all the time.
Do you think we can give that much in a week between the three of us? I don't want to include Paige in this.
50 pounds a week? No.
It's got to be close. I mean, we work out the toilets here.
I don't.
I mean, hell, the seat don't move.
I
too much mean.
I never use that one in there. Yeah, never you'll ever. Slide around. Never ever doing Whoa. It. Also, apparently, this is something that people in England are doing over some kind of protest of quote similar nature. What does that mean? Are they getting bent over on their wastewater facility charges too?
Probably
so. I think they get bent over a lot of stuff over there.
Because it's the cost of goods. The salaries are not going up.
Yeah. Unless they hire new people, then they get paid way more.
And now, you know, with the freaking thing that it's a national story, certainly the deal up in North Carolina with the power system, power stations, uh-huh. getting all shot up. Like, man, it's going to cost everybody. Well, and we don't have a choice of who we can get it from.
They're offering a reward now, $75,000. You know, I mean, it's stupid. You suffer when you do it.
I don't understand that that whole thing. I don't. And they said yesterday that they found online chatter about, which means, you know, they ran their keywords and found out who was talking about it and saw where there was a similar one playing in Oregon and I think another O state, New England maybe.
God dang it, man. It's dumb. Everybody suffers. Are you just passing through and you do it?
I don't know. Like, do you just have an orgasm?
No, I was reading the text from P190, all the things, the materials they buy to run the sewer plant cost more, and then their own utility bills have gone up.
He works at the sewer plant?
No, he's a landscaper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he might use doo-doo to...
Hey, get that grass out of the road, dude.
You know, Miker's going to get you.
Miker's going to fight you.
Mockers or dumpers one.
Uh-huh.
I'm with Fat Boy. How do they know that it was 50 pounds? And if I was charged with 501 pounds, I would find a good attorney that could argue that there's no way they could prove it was not under 500 pounds.
Yeah.
Depends how long it was sitting out there.
I wonder if they weighed it or if they just are estimating the weight. Did they actually put this on a scale and weigh the human waste?
The size of the buckets with the liquid.
Pull your microphone close.
I wonder if Rob would take this case.
I'm thinking they're like the big paint buckets, and they probably figured volume and weight with that.
5 gallon buckets.
Yeah. It might be from Home Depot.
Yes. How many buckets does it take to fill up with poo?
Oh, out there they could be from Menards.
Dang it.
Well, if you do it from there, you got some issues. You should see a doctor if you have human waste from your nards. All right. When we come back, we encourage you now to go to either facebook.com/RiseGuys, Twitter @TheRiseGuys, or YouTube @TheRiseGuys. We'll be on the live video stream for an all-new Facebook Fuss and Last.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
P1 means priority one.
P1's listen at least 1 hour each day and text us day and night at 72341. P1's religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What that you are about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by Charlie Flowers. I'm just kidding. Many people send them in. Many P1 send them in anonymously to the riseguys at AOL.com. As always, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Charlie Flowers is first, or, well, I guess it depends on which chat room you're in. First comment I saw. Charlie Flowers, B Gossett. Like B, like Aunt B. Like B-E-A.
Beer. Beer, beer.
Beer.
Why you acting like a beer, beer?
Also, what's up to Steven listening in West Virginia? Steven, consult the local radio stations there and have them pick us up.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
P1 Wendy's Woo. Wendy Woo. Okay, pardon me.
Wonder if he's in Wheeling, West Virginia.
I don't know.
There's no G on that.
No Wheeling. G on Wheeling.
Wheeling. Okay. We're live now. Facebook.com, Twitter, or excuse me, Facebook.com/RiseGuys, Twitter at The Rise Guys, YouTube at The Rise Guys. Okay. Scene number one. Playing the role of Michelle will be Mattman. Playing the role of Brandy will be Nine. Playing the role of Lonnie will be Paige. And playing the role of Mama Sandra will be Fat Boy. And action. Huge surprise. We're going to Jamaica for Christmas 2022.
Woo. SMH, really? Really? Really?
Yeah, really.
I can't damn believe the gall of some people.
Why don't you just post, hey, I am Michelle, blank my family.
Now, just why in the hell would I do that?
Well, you just kind of did when you said you're going to Jamaica skipping Christmas.
Look, I'm not skipping Christmas, all right? I'll decorate a damn palm tree.
Well, what about your family?
Oh, don't even start. Like, it don't mean that we don't love y'all because, you know, we're taking a chance to do something that we never, though, we'd be able to do.
I am damn disgusted.
Well, it might be Mama Sandra's last Christmas any time now, so you can try being considerate of somebody else.
Oh, hell, I'm happy for my baby getting to go spend Christmas in paradise. And so stuff like I never gonna do. Me and Papa Jay and y'all's parents all worked our tails to the bones, and y'all could do stuff like we couldn't do.
You deserve better than that. You deserve better than that, Mama.
I mean, I ain't never in my life.
Why are you so worrying about me all of a sudden? I ain't seen you since Easter. I ain't heard from you since before football, Snarny.
Well, I thought Christmas was special, but I guess I don't know anything.
Some people ain't go no respect.
Girl, I'm 86. Every day is special at this point just because I woke up.
Like I said, it might be last Christmas any year now.
Well, if it is, I'll die happy knowing at least one of my babies is happy.
Thanks, Mama Sandra. I'm glad you understand. I'm glad you care.
People used to care about what's important.
Bonnie, which side are you even on?
I ain't sure yet. I'm waiting to see who wins.
Well, I am going to Jamaica, and Mama Sandra's happy about it. So, guess what? I damn sure just won.
Oh, hell, you better smoke one for me while you there.
End scene. Man, I thought Fat Boy was going to, like, succumb to a lack of oxygen there with the
prince and that lady.
Hell, you got to cut the throat off.
Like, how do you do that with, what do you do to your, help me with, all my female voices all sound the same. They all sound like a relative.
It's like you almost have to hold your breath and talk from your throat. It's weird to even try to, like, if you hold your breath and try to talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was Flatliners, too. I saw that. We're live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys, Twitter and Instagram at The Rise Guys. Scene 2. Playing the role of Betsy will be 9. Playing the role of Mitch the Midge will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Maramba will be Matt Man. Playing the role of Greg the Milk Leg Peg will be Paige. And also the role of the narrator will be Paige. And action.
I tell you now, I've about had enough of this mess.
What's going on, Mama?
I ain't your mama.
Yeah, damn no. It's a saying, kind of like, what's happening, chick? So, what's going on, Mama?
My neighbors is what's going on. I'm furious beyond words. They're having a party this late at night in their yard with their children and a bunch of loud, offensive music. I come home hours ago, it was so packed we could barely get through the street to come home. Now, this is going to stop.
Did you say something to them?
That's what I'm doing now.
10 minutes later, Mitch weighs in.
Well, looky here. I heard tell you was on here raising a damn stink. I tell you what's going on over here. It's called living. L-I-V-I-N, and it ain't going to stop.
I heard that. Well, you are being loud. I thought I was going to have to stay the night with Bets because I could barely get out of the traffic to get to home.
Maybe you should have been a good neighbor and came on over.
She ain't your neighbor. I am, and I will not subject myself to that filthy music you got blaring out there, not to mention how cold it is out there. How about to keep normal hours?
Now, I don't know what the hell you're referring to, but there ain't no filthy music out here. I ain't playing rap or anything like that.
It don't have to be rap to be offensive. It's that damn rock music. I heard the B word tonight more than any other time I care to remember. I'm about to call the cops, police.
You got to be damn kidding me.
Now, I can't hate on the music. He said it's not rap. What music y'all rocking out there, brother?
Oh, you know the good stuff, man. Got some Metallica going, some of that Ride the Lightning, some damn GNR going out here, you know, keeping it loose.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. When music was good, not that rat crap rap out today, like that Conte was or whatever damn else thinner net trying to shove down our throats.
Look, I think half the problem is that you're going too long. You know, people want to sleep, and it's not safe to have a damn fire going in a neighborhood anyway.
Yes,
you know?
I was going to mention that. Who the heck has a bonfire going in a residential neighborhood? I tell you who, somebody trying to kill all of us, that is who.
Oh, my God, are you serious? It's a damn fire pit. Not even one I made. It's one you could buy at Lowe's. Bonfire my ass. You'd know if I had a bonfire going. Y'all need to stay in your lane.
And you need to stay in your house.
Not to mention that it's cold outside and them kids were jumping up and down on the trampoline, you know, bouncing up and down half naked with no shirts on. How do you explain to that?
They damn kids. They jumped and got hot, took their shirts off. I don't have to explain a damn thing to you, biddies.
And I'm pretty sure that I saw a kid looking like he was about to, take a pee in the yard, huh?
No, look, I ain't going to send him back in the house for that. He's already outside. I told him to go to the corner of the fence, like our damn ancestors used to do it, outside.
You have an attitude problem, and I'm pretty sure it's rubbed on them kids, too, no?
I didn't tell you what. I hope I ain't a bitch when I'm north of 70-year-old.
Come on, dude. They just want a little peace and quiet. How long you gonna party till, anyway?
Well, till the damn beer runs out, or these Xannies kick in, whichever hits first. Three crying laughers.
It'd be a real shame if somebody called DSS over this. You know, just saying.
You damn called DSS.
and tell them a bunch of kids was playing in the yard and having a good time and see how that works out for you.
Yeah, and they was half naked too.
It wasn't the bottom half, so who cares anyway?
Go ahead then, you know, be a damn idiot. See what happens to you, huh? Go ahead and let them kids party half naked in this cold weather. You're gonna have Cobain 19 all over your house. You'll see.
Why don't you two buckets of sand pack it in for the night and don't damn worry about what's going on at my house, you old hags?
You got any more beer?
Why don't you come over and find out, buddy?
End scene! Marimba.
Marimba. That was fun.
I wonder where Marimba and the other old lady met. It's quite a friendship.
Probably bingo or something. Church. Yeah. Church bingo.
Farmer's market.
They meet on a cruise somewhere.
Man, hold on. I gotta go back to one of my favorite parts of the thing. Oh, they really spelled it K-O-N-T-A-Y. Conte was.
Until the Xannies kick in.
I like Paige. Paige's. Greg was great.
Ah, man, he's yet.
That was good. That was real good.
Well, that's fun.
What you just heard was real. It was real Facebook argument, screenshot and sent in by people like Charlie Flowers. Anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@AOL.com. As always, we'll remind you, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
It's been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys headlines.
Every day.
Ah, right? Well, who do you think is the first female action movie star?
Foxy Brown.
That's a good one.
What about, what was the lady in James Bond? She had that interesting name.
Pussy Galore?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's it? Pussy. Show me pussy. Galore.
No, not aware of that.
No.
Being the first. But Jennifer Lawrence believes that she's the first female action movie star.
Xena's going to kick her ass.
I'm telling you.
So is Barb Wire.
She must not know her Hollywood history.
Anna Nicole Smith was a female action movie star in the 90s.
Dude, freaking Jane Fonda.
Barbarella.
Barbarella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It was either Jane Fonda or Pam Grier. Probably one of those, right?
Yeah. Oh, Foxy.
Foxy Brown. Yeah, so Jennifer Lawrence made a statement to Variety that she's going to have to, prove her point, rectify that, because she wasn't the first, obviously, and it wasn't really offensive or anything, but it wasn't well thought out. And she said, quote, "I remember doing Hunger Games. Nobody ever put a woman in the lead of an action movie because it wouldn't work, because we told girls and boys they can identify with a male lead, but boys cannot identify with a female lead."
That is, I mean, she's full of herself.
That's, yeah, she's dumb, right?
Yeah.
hell, even the Resident Evil movies with Mila Jovovich in them, or Alien with Sigourney Weaver. I mean, there's dozens and dozens and hundreds.
There's so many, I can't even just think of one different area to go into.
Yeah.
Like, in a way, you could say that,
oh, this is fun. The game's starting. Here we go.
Halloween sister.
Sister. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes. Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween was an action star.
Well, that gets put into Scream Queen.
Or even True Lies.
Yeah. But lead role, though. Lead role. She wasn't a lead in True Lies.
But see, they wouldn't want to use that as an example because she was sexualized when she was doing the pole dance, which was, it's crazy to think that was her.
Yeah. Well, G.I. Jane would count.
Demi. Demi Moore. Yeah. What about Sandra Bullock?
Yes, definitely.
What about Jim J. Bullock? Any relation?
Many of them. Yeah. Uma Thurman, Kill Bill movies, definitely.
Yeah, you even had Sharon Stone, Quicken the Dead.
Quicken.
You had the entire cast of Bad Girls, the girl western. Like, it was, Young Guns with girls.
Thelma and Louise.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that. I thought you were talking about Bad Girls Club, Miami.
No.
Charlie Chaplin's wife.
Mm-hmm.
She walked the same way he did.
Oh.
No mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's because Laurel and Hardy had their way with her last night. Oh, it's a different time.
Most people take it in Angelina Jolie. Yeah, she did action movies back in the day, too.
She did.
Everybody did.
She's probably a pain in the ass doing them, though.
Charlie Chaplin's wife?
Angelina Jolie.
Laura Croft or whatever.
Yeah.
I forgot she did that. I was thinking about the movie where she made the bullet curve.
Bullet?
I don't think it was it.
The one where it was they could throw the bullets when they shot them. Boy, that's a good thing that's not real.
Oh, yeah.
So there's been a lot of female action main character lead roles. So.
Yeah, because Tomb Raider they did twice with somebody else. Just forgot who.
Yeah. What about Sully? Are you talking about the guy who landed the plane?
You're talking about the monster.
Are you talking about the bagel maker?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Sully from Monsters, Inc.?
Well, yeah, Linda Hamilton and Terminator back in the day. I don't know Jennifer Lawrence unaware any of these things exist. She ever saw Christy Swanson in the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie?
She might be dumb. There were rumors she didn't wash her hands after the bathroom, but this is over the top.
This is over the top stupid.
And she's had a kid, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe let somebody else teach that kid.
Hmm.
Well, if you're the first, make sure you're the first before you say you are, so you won't get picked on.
How do you feel as though when this is a time and age where we're not supposed to, and we never should, discriminate for any reason, right? And then you're supposed to see equality. But then when there's first of all these different types of situations, we talk about those.
Right, and women should... instead of tearing each other down on social media, they should
talk about the worst male lead.
Yeah.
That's what they should join together.
Yeah, because it's really hard being an actor as a female or a male because, you can't be too fat, you can't be too skinny. You have to be just right, and what is just right? Men don't have to go through that type of thing.
That's perfect porridge is what that is.
The first Batwoman movie came out in 1968. First Wonder Woman movie, 1974. Supergirl, 1984. Catwoman with Halle Berry, 2004. Eon Flux, 2005.
Oh, yeah.
My Super Ex-Girlfriend, 2006.
That lady Electra, with three boobs in Total Recall.
Yeah, she wasn't the lead, though.
Yeah.
Should have been.
I would have followed hers.
Even Lori Petty as Tank Girl in 1995.
Oh, Paige was stabbed at her concert.
Yeah.
Tom Petty.
Well, Pam Grier, definitely a trailblazer at that point. And she doesn't get enough credit for all the stuff that she did in the past. And what a beautiful woman.
Has she been around a long time?
Yeah.
And, yeah, well, I haven't seen her in a while. But, I imagine she's... And it doesn't matter. What does it matter what she looks like now? Get out of my head.
She had a TV show a few years ago.
I'm going to look at that for fun.
Foxy Brown. Well, let's talk about dating and dating profiles and how people like to lie on their profiles. But here's something that people like to lie about the most. And this is kind of surprising to me. There was a study that was done, and they found that 47% of people admitted of having intentionally stretched the truth out. And it's more common among men than women. So 51% of these people lie about their hairstyle than women, 44%.
How do you lie about a hairstyle on a dating app that has a picture on it?
I wondered the same thing, Matt. Like, thanks for asking that question.
Is it? Well, it's mine. Like, what does that mean?
I don't know. Paige?
Well, it's hiding their baldness or receding hairline. And, you know, or women, they dye their hair to hide the gray.
But so they have to admit that in their bio?
Yeah, but I mean, is that really misleading if you look different than you did when you were born? It's up to you to live. I mean,
if you look different than when you were born.
I mean, everybody ages.
I didn't have any hair when I was born.
But, I was pretty bald when I was born.
But nobody,
no teeth either.
Nobody stays the same. But the point with this is don't put a picture up with full hair if you're going to meet somebody in your balls.
Born without teeth.
God, man, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's.
You know, if you just have to put your current pictures and what you look like now. 50 pounds heavier, and just go out and meet people.
Well, say somebody's hiding this stuff besides the weight. I wonder what the timeline is where you start finding out. Like a couple months in, or did they hook you long enough to stay to where you can't leave over that?
I don't know. Remember the Truth and Consequences, that time where the guy was talking to the girl online, FaceTiming or whatever, and then when he finally went to meet her, she was in a wheelchair, and she never told him after talking for several months online.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I don't know if I should be pissed right now. He was like asking for advice. I think Paige said, absolutely should be pissed. Take the break off, send her down a hill.
Right.
Because it puts it on him. He looks like an ass.
But how do you say that? Do you put that on your dating? Do you put that on your dating profile? Do you put the little symbol on there, like for the parking space?
You should tell somebody if you're paralyzed, right? At least set him up for the joke.
Speculation. I think she could walk, but it was, the easiest thing.
Is this like the first date? Because I don't think you have to declare everything that's wrong with you before you go out on your first date.
You got to put on there if you have real hair or the color.
I mean, that's kind of obvious. You don't want to shock people, and you're looking for this guy with this beautiful brown hair. And
I'm dumb to that stuff.
You can't find him in the restaurant because you see nothing but bald guys. It's kind of confusing.
If you hang out with a woman, sometimes you could say, "Man, God, that she has nice hair," or something like that. It's like, fake. And I don't know if it's really fake. Because I can never tell.
But a lot of long hair is fake and extensions. And is that a deal breaker with men?
Do they do that for horses who can't grow tails?
They should.
It's probably where they get it from.
Probably so.
Horse ass hair.
Bianca Belair has spinning around. It's Secretariat's freaking...
braiding some horse hair into your hair might make it fuller.
Well, plus it's got one side of it stinks real bad. Especially like a hair thong for a horse.
Oh,
farting all over it.
I never heard a horse fart.
Does
it sound like a gunshot?
Funny.
Well, if they say hello like nay, you're gonna wonder what their farts sound like.
Sounds like a big fart.
But does a horse have butt cheeks?
Yes.
Don't know.
Well, kind of. They got haunches.
See, that's it's the thing. It's like
they have a tail covering.
They have an anus for sure. Oh, some call it a rectum.
Yeah, there you go, fat boy.
Damn near killed him, you know.
Give me some audio.
Oh, this is a horse farting.
Yeah.
The internet. Man.
There you go. That's a horse rolling around on the ground pooping. Yeah.
That's a horse. That's not real.
That's a new game.
All the way over, buddy. Aw.
No. Did you guys see he's on his back like a dog?
He's got gas.
Oh, so good.
What?
She loves it.
Yeah.
Again?
Does it have it only horses?
Oh, there you go.
Can you imagine having all that air in your intestines?
How yes.
That must feel
exactly.
I can tell you.
Less
air. When do you expect like one long one, but it's like little spurts, you know?
She's all into it, like, oh, do
well,
it again.
Well, it makes the horse feel better.
That was a good one. Think of what you're doing for the environment right
imagine
now.
Imagine it must be uncomfortable if you eat a lot of barley and hay or something. You might get gassed out.
Well, it is when you drink it. Yeah. Not the hay part. Yeah. Of course, I probably drank some hay and not realized.
Some corn might get.
That know. Guy one time smoked his toenail in his marijuana bowl.
Now, you can use the toenail as a toothpick if you want a little life hack.
God bless. You probably pedicure yourself with a pocket knife, don't you?
I can't reach with the mouth. I gotta use something else.
Oh my god.
I'm not four anymore.
Well, you can't get your leg up over your gut.
I can't get it on my other knee unless I, you know, pick up my foot. Like, I can't just put it up
you
there.
You can't cross your legs.
So I gotta, like,
so yeah, you use the pants leg.
While we're
that's
short,
why you so. Pick it up.
Yeah.
That's why skinny jeans suck, because you can't do that hack. That and they look silly.
Sorry.
Or like a waffle cone. Billowing over the top with a double scoop.
The perils of boy. Well, I'm Paige, and this Rise Guys.
Oh, that's a new podcast.
Oh, God.
The perils of boy.
I was hoping I could pick up an extra task.
Okay. Thank you, Paige. By the way, I want to point this out. I'm going to act like Jennifer Lawrence right now and say, oh, I know everything. Quentin Tarantino points out the cinema's first ever female action star was, in fact, Pam Grier.
Oh.
Of course, he loved her, though.
Yeah, that's what he did, Jackie Brown.
Loved her. All right, thank you, Paige. When we come back, we will be talking to the young lady we all heard about the other day when her mom called her dad, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To say,
happy birthday.
We are letting our daughter, who is recently divorced, and her two kids and big dog move into our house. And he said, no, we're not. She's like, well, I will leave you and go live with them. The daughter herself will be on here next to tell us what she's going to call setting the record straight. We'll talk to her right after this. Morning, everybody.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, plus P1 approved on-demand audio, or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.